Chief Rocker, Dre Wise, Social Buzz Sports. Today we're going over recaps of week 3 and the week 4 predictions and the spreads for picks. Last week I ain't do too good. Oh, first of all, Chief Rocker, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Bless my brother. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fine. Man, how you do with your picks last week, man? How you end up?
7-9, 1-3 on the 4 picks. Not good. A lot of upsets. Wow.
I think I did. I think I went 8-9, which is some bullshit. I think I went 8-9. And my 4 picks, I did not win not one, bro. So I didn't do too good. I didn't have a happy weekend. Let's start off with the Monday night game. Let's just go backwards for the sake of arguing. Cowboys defeated the Giants 23-16. Cooper Rush had 215 yards passing, 1 touchdown. Pollard was the leading rusher, 13 carries and 105 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 8 receptions, 87 yards. Giants, Daniel Jones, 196 yards passing. Saquon Barkley, 14 attempts, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. And Shepard, 5 receptions for 49 yards. What did you take away from this game right here?
Ezekiel Elliott will be out of Dallas soon. That's what I got out of all of that.
That's all you got out of that.
That's it. Ezekiel Elliott will be out of there. Dak Prescott still got his job. He's injured. So whatever Cooper Rush do, he just going to solidify a backup, if anything. But with Pollard coming in and showing out, like, not say showing out, but him being a lead rusher, and he already taking over a good chunk of Zeke's attempts, yeah, they going that money's not going to keep going in Zeke's pocket. I can guarantee that. Jerry Jones, you know how he runs that ship over there. Perform or get paid.
Well, Skip Bayless said on his show that they were going to win a couple of games because Cooper Rush has been a backup for about 2-3 years, and he made every preseason game. So he took the snaps in all the preseason games. He was available, so he knows the offense.
Which means he got a lot of reps with the number ones, too. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's not going to come in and necessarily take Dak's job. But, like I said, he can run the system. He knows the system. He's good with the number ones. So he could just game manage. And CeeDee Lamb keeps emerging like he is and showing why he's wearing it at 88 and making plays like he made. Oh, it'd be all right. Making those catches, them Odell-esque type catches, you don't need to have a precision passer. Just put it in the vicinity and he'll catch it. So, yeah, I see it. I picked wrong. I was going with Brian Daboll and those boys. They was on a nice little win streak, but I lost that. I usually don't bet with Dallas because I just don't like Dallas that much. So I lost that one.
Yeah, it's hard to rock with them. It's like they are they one of them teams who always gonna make the playoffs in that division and not really go too far. You know what I'm saying? I don't see they defense though. That man Daniel Jones was running every play. He had to run. As soon as he snapped the ball, it was like he had to take off. They back in.
And that's not good because he's not a runner.
He's not a runner.
Goes to show. He's not a runner, and that's why they won that game.
Oh, he is a runner. He can run. He's kind of fast. He's kind of quick. He's not a bulk runner. He can't take no hits. But if he's rushed to throw, they have a cornerback there that's going to jump routes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Diggs is taking everything if you talking cornerbacks jumping routes. And he was banking on that, I bet.
Yeah.
He was banking on that.
I think he got him one. The next game we got is the Baltimore Ravens. They played the New England Patriots. Score was 37-26. Lamar Jackson, 218 yards, 4 touchdowns. 11 rushes, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. Andrews had 8 receptions for 89 yards and 2 touchdowns. Matt Jones threw for 321. I think he injured his ankle out there. Stevenson had 12 attempts for 73 yards and 1 touchdown. And Parker had 5 receptions for 156 yards.
Yeah, they said Lamar's on pace to run for 1,200 yards this year. Until they show otherwise slowing down that offense, I'm going to be rocking with the Ravens. I picked that game to be correct right there. They do got a pass defense deficiency, but this will be the first week that I go against the Bills because they are playing Lamar Jackson, and that Bills defense is, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it.
This is a question. Why don't the Ravens ever try to have receivers? Why don't they ever have a possession receiver? Why don't they ever have a go-to receiver?
They had one in Hollywood Brown.
No, he wasn't really. He was like a big play every once in a while, splash. I'm talking about who you gonna go to, who gonna separate themselves on second down, third down, make the play, 7-8 receptions a game, you know, like do their numbers.
I want to say his name is Bateman or something like that. They got a nice receiver out there this year.
But why don't they ever try to have a possession receiver? You know, they got the threats.
I think that might got something to do with Harbaugh and the way he run his ship. I don't know.
He must have a lot of plays for receivers in practice, or his playbook not really. He must have got a couple routes.
You got to think about where the Harbaughs come from. They old school, so they still kind of smash mouth. If you look at Michigan and the Harbaugh, how he run it over there, they don't really have big receivers either. Name a big receiver that's come out of Michigan in the last 5 years. That's, like you said, in the league making noise like that. There isn't one.
You absolutely have a point there.
You know what I mean? That probably comes from that family of how they play football and how they learn football. Because even when Harbaugh first got to Michigan, his quarterback was Lamar-esque and Robinson. Remember the cat that never tied his cleats? I want to say his name like Denal Robinson or something. He could throw the ball, but he really ran the ball.
He was a utility person.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really how they go now. Like, Lamar can clearly throw the ball.
Lamar is averaging about 4 or 5 touchdowns a game.
And that comes with that dual threat.
Yeah.
You see his main receiver is a tight end. A Russian quarterback's favorite release is a tight end. Because I'm going to go. You're not that far downfield. You're big. So the pass shouldn't have to be precise. And I can just flick it to you. That's why Dawson Knox is emerging as a great tight end in Buffalo, because you're
a good since you want to segue to Buffalo, this is a good opportunity. I cut the clock off on you for Buffalo. The next game we have is the Bills versus the Dolphins. Josh Allen threw for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over?
I don't think so.
He
might have fumbled, but I might have got it back.
Allen had 8 attempts of 47 yards. It looks like Singletary was the lead receiver, if I'm not mistaken, for 9 receptions. 78 yards. He must have had the most receptions, not the most yards.
He had a lot of the receptions.
Tagovailoa, only 186 yards. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, it was 21-19. It wasn't a high-scoring game at all.
4 receptions for 102 yards.
Bro. The Bills should have won that game on several different ways. Barring the injuries and everything, you can't even say, oh, they was injured and all that. No, they were still in the game, and they should have won that game. Josh Allen, with that rocket laser cannon of an arm, you had McKenzie on an out route in the end zone wide open, and you gave me a slingshot with a broken rubber band. I don't want to hear McKenzie didn't get out of bounds to kick the field goal. We shouldn't have been in field goal. You know what I mean? Predicament in the last part of the game. So, Miami, hats off to them.
You know how you can't make an excuse for any loss, but that loss could be justified. No, they didn't start with, I don't think, any starting defensive backs.
Oh, no. That's what I said. Like, I'm not gonna play the injury role because as an athlete,
let me finish. That's not even where I'm going with it. They didn't start any defense of their defensive secondary. White, the two safeties, high, no, nobody was there. Right?
Right.
The two starting cornerbacks and two starting safeties, they weren't there.
Right.
Tagovailoa, whatever the fuck his name is, he only threw for 186 yards.
Right.
So
it doesn't even show what Tyreek Hill had, because he was non-factor. He's a non-factor. That's why it was literally all on the Bills. Yeah, the Dolphins won the game, but the Bills lost that game. They lost it.
Let me get more into the stats on that then.
No reason Josh Allen throwing for 50-something times in a game and we're losing. 400 yards?
Four catches for 33 yards.
33 yards. Jalen Waddle had a pass for 40-something. I want to say it was 43 yards.
So Singletary was the leading receiver, then McKenzie, then Diggs.
Yeah, McKenzie ate. McKenzie had a great game. But this is what I'm saying. Josh threw for 400 plus yards and a 19-point. You can't get in the box. He was in the red zone a few times.
The Dolphins only had a 212 total yards, bro.
They only had the ball probably 10 minutes of the game.
But the listen, Bills had the but ball listen, for, listen, listen, listen. This is where we go. This is where I go back to they're throwing the ball too much. You're throwing the ball too much. So no, now you're throwing the ball so much. Listen where I'm going with this. Your receivers, if they have 41 yards and 186 yards, their offense didn't do anything. Your offense is on the field that whole time because you have everyone running around in this hot ass weather trying to catch a football. So no one can run at their top speed because everyone is cramping the fuck up. They've been running around. They had the time possession. In that case, you have to run the ball. Everyone is cramping up on your team, your linemen, your receivers.
You got no disagreement on me. You got this run by committee that you're not using. You got two running backs that, if I'm not mistaken, Singletary and Cook are both from Florida. So these boys know about the Florida heat. They've been playing it their whole life. Cook just came from Georgia.
So
and not running the ball.
Okay, so boom, and look at this stat right here. Look at this stat. Tagovailoa only threw the ball 18 times. Allen threw the ball 63 times.
Come on, man. You're going to throw that boy arm out. And I'm going to tell you the key factor and why.
17, the new offensive coordinator. 24, 25. They ran the ball 25 times.
That's
and
why.
Eight of the rushes were passes because Allen ran the ball.
Right. So you
think about that. 25, that's 17 rushing attempts to 71 times Allen dropped back with the ball.
Me as a running back, because that's the position I played, I'm very angry. Why am I not touching the ball? I'm catching the ball. James Cook had more catches than he had carries.
That's the reason for the loss. They don't know when to stop throwing the football.
And you know why?
Your defense is holding it down. So
they did.
So the defense really wasn't cramping up as bad as the offense was. You paid attention to that?
They wasn't on the field.
Miami's defense was cramping up.
They wasn't on the field. Their
offense was cramping up because they were right on the field. Okay, the downside of that, all that speed, and when it's hot, you cramp up. When it's cold, you rip groins and hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
So that weather from here to here is going to change. Yeah, that's it on the Bills, man. They just they held it down. The next game we got is the Bengals versus the Jets. The Bengals won 27-12. Joe Burrow threw for 275 yards, 3 touchdowns. Perrin, 9 attempts, 47 yards. T-Boyd, 4 receptions, 105 yards, and 1 TD. Damn, he went off. Joe Flacco, the old vet, still out here slinging the football.
Pretty Flacco.
Joe Flacco, 285 yards. And 8 receptions to someone named Conklin. I don't have anything on this game.
Now, Burrow said they back. He told the boys in Cincinnati, he said, don't worry. He told the city of Cincinnati, he said, don't worry. We're back. Don't worry about it. I won that game. Cincy.
The next game we got is the Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. Lions was winning this game 24-14. In the fourth quarter, the Vikings scored two touchdowns. Jared Goff had 277 passing yards and one touchdown. Leading rusher on that team, 20 attempts, 87 yards. Williams, Jay Reynolds, 6 receptions, 96 yards. Kirk Cousins had 26 yards passing, two touchdowns. Dalvin Cook, 17 attempts, 96 yards, a touchdown. Kay Osborne, 5 receptions, 73 yards, one touchdown. That was a division game. The Vikings are now 2-1 in that division. The Lions are 1-2. What do you think? What do you think about that? What do you think about that division?
Detroit put up a lot of numbers, a lot of points. They're looking good. I just think they just still not there. They're not, I don't know, like they were saying on TV, they just got to learn how to finish games. You know, like you said, you was up 24-14 in the fourth. You got to learn how to finish games. I think Marcus Spears said it best. You just got to learn how to finish it out, close it out. Like you were just saying about Buffalo, when you got the lead, no reason to be passing. You should be rounding and pounding, running and pounding the ball. So I don't know if it's the coaching or the play calling or whatnot, but Detroit just got to learn how to finish a game, not putting up those many points and losing. Could have been a factor of Minnesota being at home. They got a well, high-powered offense, too. Dalvin Cook obviously doing a good thing as running back. Kirk Cousins being a game manager that he is. Didn't even say what Adam Thielen did. So at home, yeah, you know, big names like Adam Thielen can at least get you 10 points. So I think that's what Minnesota pulled that one out. If they were on the road, I feel like Detroit might have pulled that out.
Thielen had 6 receptions, 61 yards, touchdown also.
See? Then you got to key in on a big-name receiver like that. They just didn't know how to finish it out. That touchdown was probably late, too. That probably was a fourth-quarter touchdown. Drove the crowd crazy. Then the momentum just took over.
This next game, I really don't have a lot of commentary on either. This is the Texans versus the Bears. Texans 20. The Bears 23. Fields 106 yards passing. Herbert, the running back for the Bears, 20 attempts, 157 yards, two touchdowns. I guess met 2 receptions, 40 yards. I don't think the Bears are really into throwing the ball over there.
Yeah, Mills, I think it might have.
245 yards passing, 1 touchdown. Pierce, 20 attempts, 80 yards rushing. And Moore, 3 receptions for 63 yards.
Yeah, not right now. I think Fields is still learning the offense, still learning his receivers, and it might have something to do with the weather. I know last week's game, it was real rainy in Chicago. It was raining here in Western New York all week, so it could have been raining something like that in Chicago, another slippery, wet game. That's why we're handing the ball off a lot, using Fields' legs. He has an arm, so I just right now just think game management has been working. Like I think they, 2-1 right now? So just manage it. Yeah, I believe they 2-1. They lost to Green Bay. So just game manage right now. Let the defense win it out. But like I said, I don't have too much to say on that. The Fields are going to be all right.
Is that division? No faith in Houston. So the Bears, the Vikings, and the Packers are all 2-1 in that division. That's crazy. Oh, the next game we have is Kansas City Chiefs versus Indianapolis Colts. The Colts lost 17-20. The Colts record is 1-1-1. Patrick Mahomes threw for 262 yards, one touchdown. I don't know if that says he's leading rusher with 4 attempts for 26 yards. I'll have to look further. Juju Smith-Schuster, 5 receptions, 89 yards. He's not working out over there for real. I don't really think he's done.
Didn't KC lose that game?
KC lost 17-20. Matt Ryan, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jay Taylor, 21 attempts, 71 yards. Pittman, 8 receptions, 72 yards. Yeah, they lost this game. It looked like the Colts came back and won. Scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Kansas City did not score. Looked like Kansas City had 17 points in the third quarter. 14 of those points was in the first half.
Another team.
Had 10 points. Second half, let me see. Mahomes had 4 attempts for 26 yards. The next leading rusher on that team was 7 attempts for 20 yards. They did not run the ball.
Again, I was just about to say, another team that fell in love with the pass. You become one-dimensional. When you those, just know that they're going to drop back and pass, it gives
both
you
of those guys, minded. Both of those guys threw 35 and 37 attempts and only was on he was at 262 yards and 222 yards. Those were kind of it's kind of a lot of attempts once you get past like 28 to 30.
I feel like it.
Yeah, but I mean for that amount of attempts you would think they threw for 300 yards. That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like you gotta pay the big man to do what they like to do. They like to run block. No big man likes to pass block all that damn time. Let them run. That get downhill, get some momentum going. Go fast pace or something. I'm a running back. Like I said, I'm a running back. I'm so sick of this being a quarterback driven league. You gotta every you passing first, second, third, fourth, fifth down. Like, I'm just what do we even have running backs for? The fullback position has come obsolete. Like what happened? We don't run the ball no more. I truly don't get it.
They devalued the running back position. They devalued it. They don't want to pay him. They don't want to pay a guy to block for you in front of you, a lead blocker. They want the razzle dazzle down the field stuff. They don't want to pay a running back a lot of money. They think the running backs like to go to the clubs and spoil all their bread and getting domestic violence and shit. So that's what we stuck at with that.
Damn you, Ray Rice. Damn you.
Fucking Ezekiel too. A couple of
them. Receivers like to go to strip clubs and get chicken wings though. So we have to talk about that.
No, that was Pac-Man. That was a cornerback.
Nah, who else did it? I want to say
that was Pac-Man and Lou Williams, bro.
Yeah, you're right about Pac-Man, that. Jones, shit, but Plexico went to the club and shot himself, so we're not gonna talk about that.
Yes.
Receivers are stupid too.
We have the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Tennessee Titans. The score was 22-24. The Titans won that game. The Raiders are now 0-3. Titans 1-2. Derek Carr threw for 303 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jacobs 13 attempts, 66 yards. Hollins, 8 receptions, 158 yards, 1 touchdown. Ryan Tannehill, 264 yards, 1 touchdown. Derrick Henry, 20 carries, 85 yards, 1 touchdown. Robert, is that Robert Woods?
Yep.
4 receptions, 85 yards. All Tennessee points were scored in the first half. They didn't score a point in the second half. Looked like the Raiders were trying to come back. Raiders look like they have an offense, and I don't know. Raiders are 0-3, bro.
Yeah, I had a lot of hopes for them at the beginning of the season. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on in that culture over there in Vegas. Maybe need to go back to Oakland, but I don't know. It's not a winning culture in Vegas yet. You might need to go back to Oakland. I'll say that's what it is. Go to Oakland. Go home. Go home. Too many distractions in Vegas. Go home.
Yeah. The next game we have are the New Orleans Saints versus the Panthers. This is also a divisional game. Both teams are now 1-2. That was the Panthers' first win, 22-14 over the Saints. Jameis Winston, 353 yards, 1 touchdown. Kamara, 15 attempts, 61 yards. Baker Mayfield only threw for 170 yards and 1 touchdown. I don't think he threw over 200 yards in a long time. McCaffrey, 25 attempts, 108 yards. Chenault, 2 receptions, 90 yards, 1 touchdown. Let me see. Because it's not saying interceptions up there, but I knew Jameson threw an interception. I knew it.
Jameis threw 2 of them.
He threw 2 of them.
He had 2 of them. He threw 2 of them. So I remember there was something about this is like 28th game or something with multiple interceptions. Like, yeah. I hate to say it. As much love I got for Jameis, he won't be in the league too much longer.
Is it to the point he's delusional?
I wouldn't say delusional. I just say like he just got high confidence. It might be
that
a little
could lead to, that could lead to it delusion, be, right?
It might be, but it also, like I said,
if you believe you could fly because of your confidence, that means you kind of delusional, right?
Not necessarily, because the Wright brothers, they might have called them delusional, but they figured out how to fly.
No, fly you. No,
no. I'm just saying though, they personally
just go up and fly right now because
they figured out how to. And that's what I'm saying.
I have a bird on my head and a bee on my hat. I could just go out fly right now. No, it's trying to be. He's trying to. He's not who he think he is.
Someone needs to sit him down and just tell him to stop trying to be Superman. Because like I said, a lot of the interceptions are forced. From what I'm seeing, a lot of them are forced. It's not misreading the play or something like that. It's forced. And that was his problem all the way back in Florida State, because I'm a Florida State Alabama fan. He would force stuff. He likes to be center of attention. He wants to be the hero. You know what I mean? He likes to thread the needle so he can have highlights, I feel. So I'm not necessarily delusional.
So let me, what if I remove the word delusional and say it looks like he's too anxious, like anxiety strikes him. It looks like his adrenaline goes too far.
He's too pumped up. I'll give you that. He's too pumped up. You know what I mean, Mister? He'd be too pumped up. I'll give you that. Yeah, you know I mean,
because he'd just be looking crazy feet. After that. Like,
yeah, not happy feet, but they
like,
just
come on, let's go, y'all. We can still do it. Like, it's just like something.
And that's yeah, you know I mean, it's too.
He's not calm. Saying,
not too competitive. Just
he's confident. He's not bothered by really the pass rush. I think he's just too excited. I think he just seen it before it happened. It just is.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by he needs to slow down. It's you know what I mean. He needs to slow down. He got to understand like the arm and the talent you have. You just got to slow down the play instead of trying to thread the needle. The play's out here.
Did you ever see his routine?
Yeah.
You ever see his routine when he's doing that shit?
Yeah.
You ever see him do that?
It's too fast. Slow down.
It's erratic as hell. It's like that's what he's doing out there. Like he trying to be now, so alert. He too alert.
You know where he could go and be great? Not necessarily off top, but if he had the coaching of Tom Brady. Where he at right now with Brian Leftwich, I think that would do miracles for Jameis Winston. They the same type of quarterback. Barring injury, Brian Leftwich would have been a great quarterback.
Next team we got, the next game of the Eagles undefeated. They beat the Washington Commanders 24-8. Washington scored all their points in the first half. Commanders scored the 8 in the fourth. Jalen Hurts, 340 passing, 3 touchdowns. D. Smith, 8 receptions, 169 yards, 1 touchdown. Carson Wentz, 211 yards. Eagles on a roll, man. Eagles gonna win that division. I don't know what you got on that, man? Because I just don't have. I know Carson Wentz and Jameis and Baker Mayfield and. Jimmy Garoppolo and Matt Ryan. I just don't
know. Jimmy Guapo is a different story.
Hey, we can't get into all that yet. We gotta get to the Commanders.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't put Jimmy Guap in the mix with those quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
He don't do nothing for me though. It's not I'll
give you that, but I'm not putting him in the mix of Jameis Winston, Carson Wentz.
I'm not watching the Baker Mayfield game. I'm not watching the Garoppolo Jameis Winston game.
I'm not watching it because I got goo-wop over both of those all day.
All right, we got to get to them. You still all right? Come on. Commanders, Eagles.
Oh, Eagles. I told you. You see
hey, next game we got Jaguars, Chargers. Jaguars upset and messed up a lot of stuff for me going on. I don't know what's up with them. They are 2-1. I don't know what's going on with them. They scored 38 points. Trevor Lawrence had 262 yards and 3 touchdowns. That was a better game than a lot of those quarterbacks we just mentioned. Robinson, 17 attempts, 100 yards. Jones, 10 receptions, 85 yards. Justin Herbert, 297 yards, one touchdown. Palmer, six receptions, 99 yards. I don't think the Chargers was ever in this game. I don't even know what happened to their defense. I do not understand what happened.
Yeah, no, the Jacksonville got jumped out on them boys early. Trevor Lawrence looked like Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. Now, can he keep it up? That's to be seen. But, yeah, that definitely messed me up on a couple of cards. Messed me up here, everywhere. I didn't see that one coming.
The next game we got are Falcons and the Seahawks. Falcons defeated the Seahawks 27-23. Mariota. Mariota. 229 yards. Cordell Patterson. Is that 17 attempts for 141 yards? God, ooh, he went off. Pitts. Five receptions, 87 yards. Geno Smith, 325 yards, two TDs. What more could you ask of Geno?
What can you ask of Geno? What can you ask of Geno? Come on. You can't ask.
Russell ain't doing that, bro.
Russell ain't did it. Not yet.
Russell ain't did it. Russell ain't just. Man, if you got Geno Smith throwing for two, if Geno Smith could throw 100 for two, let me see if he threw an interception real quick because we get away from here because we got another game next. But let me see. Geno only threw one inner. 32 for 44, 23 fantasy points. Geno played football.
Geno ball. He didn't
so if, Gino, if you bought Geno Smith, been sitting around, he's throwing for 325 yards. He's not the reason for your loss. How could you lose? What's going on there?
That Pete Carroll defense is not the Legion of Boom no more. They're not there no more.
Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 14-12. Packers took this game. Both teams are 2-1 now. Rodgers, 255 yards, two touchdowns. Tom Brady, 271 yards, one touchdown. Look like they just threw the random receivers. Look like they was, I don't know. It was like a fast game at first for the Packers, and it's like it was a slow game in the second half for the Bucks. So, both of those teams were playing defense though.
Yeah, I lost in that game. I ain't got too much to say about it.
Isn't Tom Brady?
Huh?
What, them lights behind you, them police lights?
Nah, that's the TV lights. I got lights around the TV.
That shit was flashing. Did you say now, brother, Tom Brady, what?
I say I don't like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, to be honest with you. And Tom Brady, I bet with him in a basket loss for me. So, yeah, I don't even care about that game. Out of two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, they say, and all we got is 12 and 14. Screw both of y'all. Fuck the football game.
Oh, you're not going to like the rest of this then. We got the Rams versus the Cardinals. Score was 20-12. Matthew Stafford threw for 249 yards, no touchdowns. Kyler Murray threw for 314 yards, no touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But Brown had 14 receptions for 140 yards. But they only had 12 points. What is going on in Arizona?
They need DeAndre Hopkins. Simple and plain, they need their playmaker. That's the only thing I got for that. They need their playmaker. You see Kyler running for his life, dancing back there like a Madden player. He need his playmaker. That's it.
There's the Broncos. This was a 10-11 score. Garoppolo, 211 yards and a touchdown. Russell Wilson, 184 yards, no touchdown. 10-11, man. The Broncos are 2-1, man.
They won. That's all I can say about that. They won. Go Russell. Go Russell. I don't know. That's an ugly score.
All right. Last game we had the Steelers and the Browns. 17-29. The Browns took this win. They're 2-1 in division. Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
Nick Chubb, 23 rushes, 113 yards. Cooper, 7 receptions, 101 yards. Again, Jacoby Brissett, but he's just there because of the suspension.
Yeah.
When did Watson come back? 8 games?
8 games. Yeah, I believe that's what they gave him. Something like that. He'll be back this season, though. I'd say that.
He'll keep him in good shape.
No, I said that. Jacoby Brissett will definitely keep them in the mix. But that defense, well, now, again, barring injury, Myles Garrett, glad that man's okay with the car accident. Did you hear? He rode his car and everything.
That big motherfucker probably was in there stiff as hell.
And him and his passenger rolled over. They said he got a sore shoulder, something with his wrist or something like that. But he's not ruled out for this next week's game. But like I said, with Jacoby Brissett, to keep those boys in the mix, you know what I mean? With that defense can stay healthy. They stay in the mix. And it depends on what the – if Watson – how he looks alive. Yeah, because Watson did not look like a $250 million man.
No, he had a lot on mind. He got a lot on his mind. Let's get to these picks right here. We got to run through them, man. I got to see which one I'm going to like, which one I'm going to lock in. I'm going to go through the we'll go through all the teams real fast and just give our prediction who we think going to win. And the points. We're going to talk about the point spread. We're going to have our lock in our 4 picks. So we got the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night. This probably won't be out by then. Let's not even talk about that. We got the Vikings versus Saints Sunday. That's at 9:30 a.m. That must be in London or something.
I think it is.
The Vikings are giving up 2.5 points.
I got Minnesota.
I like the Vikings also, man. Oh, the next one is the one you've been waiting to talk about. We can't talk that long because we're just giving our predictions and picks right here. The Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens. The Bills are giving up 3 points.
Oh, I ain't got too much to say about it. It's in Baltimore. Bills' defense looked depleted. I got Baltimore. I hate to do it, but I got Baltimore. I ain't got too much to say about that. If Bills' defense was healthy, I'll be going Buffalo all day. It's shootout. But right now, that defense is real depleted. No secondary. Yeah.
They're giving up 3 points. So I'm going to take the Bills on the win. But I'm taking Baltimore +3.
I appreciate the love. I won't be mad if they do win.
I don't want them to lose, but I need to cover this. We got the Chicago Bears at the New York Giants. The Giants are giving the Bears 3.5. What is going on here?
Because the Giants started out 2-0. They thought that Brian Daboll was going to carry over from Buffalo. That's why. And the Bears, like they haven't really, I mean, they're 2-1, but they haven't really put up points or anything like that. Like, this could be one of those ugly games like the other game was 10-11. This might be 11-9, 9-8, 7-9, or something like that.
I like the Bears, and I like the Bears 3.5. I like the Bears and the Bears on the spread.
Actually, I'm gonna go G-Man. I feel a lot of Saquon.
Okay. Next game we got are the Cleveland Browns and the Atlanta Falcons. The Browns are giving the Falcons 1.5. The Falcons are at home. I like the Browns in this one.
A-Town down.
I wouldn't bet on this one, though.
A-Town down. No, I wouldn't. I'll stay away from that. That's a trap game.
Next game we have is the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are giving the Jaguars 6.5 points. I like Philly. I would stay away from this one.
I would, too, because that last game going to have me a little scared. But I've got Philly. But with that 6.5, I wouldn't bet on that.
The next game we have are the Chargers versus the Houston Texans. The Texans are getting 5 points.
Texans are getting 5. I'm going Chargers. I see a rebound game, bounce back, win by 7 or more.
I'm going Chargers, but I don't think I'm going to put that on my 4th pick. I think I want to say that. I think I want to say that. Yeah, I'm not going to bet. I wouldn't bet that one. I want to say, Mark, I got 2 more slots left. Next game we have are the Jets versus the Steelers. Steelers are at home. -3.5. I like Pitt.
I got Pitt.
I'm not betting on him. Mr. Trubisky.
Jets been playing pretty good, too. I'm not betting on that, but like I said, I got Pitt just because they're at home.
This next game right here is going to be deciding when people win their tickets or not. Real talk. The Seattle Seahawks at the Detroit Lions. Lions giving the Seahawks 4.
I got Detroit.
I like Detroit also.
They've been putting up a lot of numbers in a ND town. On turf, I feel a lot of points being put up. I see
I'm
Detroit.
I'm going to leave an open mind for Detroit -4. And if I probably would swing it, I probably would swing them -2 if I wanted to parlay that. The next game we have is the Tennessee Titans versus Indianapolis Colts. Colts -3.5. They're at home. Off the win on KC.
-3.5? So they giving Tennessee 3.5?
-3, I'm sorry.
So they giving Tennessee 3?
They giving Tennessee 3.
Oh, I'm going Tennessee. And I might put that on my card.
I want to leave that open also. Tennessee +3. And I like Tennessee. I might leave it. I might put that on my ticket. The next game we have is the Washington Commanders versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are giving up 3 points and they are at home.
I still got Dallas.
I got Dallas, but I'm not betting with Dallas.
No, if what's the name was playing, because that's like a rivalry game right there. If Dak was playing versus Carson Wentz, I would probably bet that. But not with Cooper Rush playing in a rivalry game, Jerry Jones might put too much pressure on him and he might crumble.
This next one is going to be kind of surprising. The Arizona Cardinals at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are giving the Cardinals 1.5. Is it a bunch of injuries? Be something we don't know about? What's going on?
I'm going Arizona.
I like Arizona also. And I might reserve them on my ticket with 1.5. If I parlay that, I might give them 2.5 or 3 points. The next game we have is the Denver Broncos versus the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are giving the Broncos 2.5 points. The Raiders are winless. They're 0-3 and are giving the Broncos points. What that tell you? I like the Raiders.
You like the Raiders.
I'm going to go Denver. I like the Raiders with the points spread, too. -2.5. You want to go Denver?
I'm going with Denver.
Cool. The next game we have are the New England Patriots at Green Bay Packers. Packers are giving up 9.5 points. I got the Packers, but I'm not.
I got Green Bay, but I'm not betting that. That's Aaron Rodgers still don't have that chemistry with his receivers to be giving up 9.5.
You know what? I like Green Bay, but I'm going to reserve the right to take New England +9.5. Whatever quarterback's coming out for Belichick, they're not going to be able to prepare for it because Matt Jones, if he's not all the way injured right now, he's going to be injured more during the course of that game. And the next quarterback they're not going to be ready for, be to prepare for. So I like him. I might lock that in. New England +9.5, I might lock that in. The next game we have, the Sunday night game, is the Bucks and the Chiefs. The Bucks are at home, and The Chiefs are giving the Bucs 1.5 points. That's a sticky one right there.
It is, because the Chiefs just lost to fucking Indy.
I like KC, but I won't bet it.
I got KC, and I think I am going to bet it. I think I am going to. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Take that back. I definitely got KC in that, but I'm not going to bet it.
This next game seems like a trap game. The Rams at the 49ers, Monday night game. The Niners are giving the Rams, the Super Bowl champs, 1.5 points.
That's where I'm going to go. Just for shits and giggles.
I like the Rams, but I will not bet that.
I'm betting that.
Whoa.
Just for shits and giggles. I'm betting that.
This has been week 4 of Social Buzz Sports, man. Let's see how we did this week, man.
Gotta do better than last week.
Fuck yeah.